ABC Radio Australia.
You'll find Palau and its 19,000 odd residents east of the Philippines and a touch north of Indonesia. It's fair to say it's kind of isolated in the middle of the ocean. And when you're surrounded by ocean, you rely on it pretty heavily for things like tourism and fishing. But that also means you can't exhaust everything it's got to offer. In 2020, Palau protected 80% of those aqua blue waters around it, meaning nothing could be taken from there. Mining? Out. Fishing in any form? Out. Now the government's trying to figure out how to manage the remaining 20%.
And so our approach over the next 3 years is to conduct what I call a marine spatial planning process to help find a balance between how we protect our ocean in a sustainable way that contributes to a healthy and vibrant ocean, and a balance in terms of how much of the ocean space we can harvest from to contribute to Palau's food security and still maintain a healthy ocean.
This is Stephen Victor. He's the Minister for Agriculture, Fisheries and the Environment in Palau. He's speaking with our Palau-based reporter, Janice Ruetinga.
So part of the Blue Prosperity Plan is developing, going through an inclusive planning process to engage various stakeholders to then re-look at our ocean and come up with ways in which we can identify an appropriate amount of fishing ground that can support sustainable domestic fishing and enabling for the tuna to be available locally at an affordable price.
Okay, where are we now with the plan?
Last month, the Palau National Congress passed a Supplemental Budget Act, and within that act, it authorized the ministry to conduct a marine spatial planning. So we're in the process of developing a steering committee and technical committee to help the ministry in the planning process, as well as to help provide guidance in and support in the development of domestic fishing and aquaculture. So we're in the initial phase of implementation. We've had some partners who have pledged funding support to initiate the project, but we're in the initial phase of establishing the appropriate process for us to carry out the planning process that engages with the public as well as targeted stakeholders in Palau.
Pacific Prepared.